now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
That's not a bad one. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. Phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. We got a huge show in front of us. We'll be setting that up for you on the other side. But in today's day and age, and whether you're heading to the beach right now or heading to work or whatever the circumstances are, it's all about radio on the go and the various different ways you can get not only this terrific program, but everything here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you explain to the people how it's done?
I sure will, Bob. You can start out with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. And it is a great way to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you via your devices. We have a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews that we've separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. It's an app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, Android, Apple, Windows-based, or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Also, a wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack, with, along with all the other great programming on Sports Byline.
No question about it. And, you know, for us, the American Forces Network, Radio Network hits home. If you're overseas, you're serving us, we're giving you a little taste of home, we're proud to do it.
Well, on the other side, Bob, we'll set the table and we'll start knocking things down here on this Tuesday edition of The Attack. First pitch is next, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but we'll discover that over the next couple of hours here. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Mr. Joe Spano, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And why don't we set it up, my friend, as you very aptly put it, throwing out the first pitch.
Well, we'll throw out the first pitch, set things up, and then start knocking them down. Baseball going to be the focus in the early going. It may even stretch into out well into hour two. But we're going to start out with baseball. Then at 40 after hour one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to take a break from the baseball, and we're going to talk Road to Rio as Nastia Lukin, 2008 Olympic gold medalist in gymnastics joins us, and that's at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, as the road to Rio is winding down and the Rio Olympics is right around the corner. So we'll talk to her and have her take a look at this year's Olympic gymnastics team, particularly on the women's side. So that'll be a fun diversion from the baseball at 40 after hour number one. Roll into hour number two, 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Jim Rosenhaus, the radio play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Indians, will join us. The Tribe have been, they're not a surprise to me, but a lot of people around baseball thought they were a year away. They got great starting pitching. They've had a great run. They're well on top of the AL Central, but they are not a team without flaws. So we'll discuss all of that and more with Jim Rosenhaus at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. If we still have some baseball to clean up, we'll do that. But before we end the show, as we move along an hour or two, we'll get you all caught up on the latest news around the NFL. That's pretty much the rundown of where we're going on today's edition of the Spano and Black Attack. So let's throw out the first pitch and get things started, Bob.
All right. Well, don't you feel like Hope and Crosby with the road to Rio every now and then?
That's pretty good, Bob.
I feel like we should be in straw hats with canes doing a dance in black and white. Scotty would appreciate that.
That is pretty darn good, but it does date us.
Yes, it does. It really dates Scotty because I think he's younger than both of us, and, man, I think his entire world exists in black and white.
Yeah, well, that's our Scott Cuddy for you, that's for sure, Bob. What do you say we dive right in and jump on the baseball diamond a little bit? And we're both based here in New York, and I was watching the Yankee game last night, and the Yankees secure a 2-1 victory over the Baltimore Orioles in the first of their three-game set. And, you know, you watch your oldest Chapman throw it up there at 100-plus on a regular basis, hits 105 twice last night as he picks up the save. And you look at Yankee Stadium, and you see it half-empty. You look at those seats behind home plate and see nobody there. And despite the win and despite salvaging a game in the three-game set against Boston, you look at this team and you say, they're not fun to watch. They're not going anywhere. The Yankees have to sell because it's an opportunity to reboot this franchise and put themselves in a position to perhaps have a magical run for the next half a decade or more. You know, when you look at where they are, they're 7.5 games out of first in the AL East. They're in fourth place. And they're not better than any of the teams that are in front of them. They're 5 games out of the wild card spot. out of one of the wild card spots, and they're behind six teams. So the realities are, you know, if you look at the mathematical calculations, according to most of the services that do those mathematical calculations where they try and figure out your chances of getting into the playoffs, the Yankees have about a 4% chance to get in the playoffs. That said, they're old everywhere, but their double play combination. And they're old, they're slow, they're devoid of talent, and they're going no place fast. So the only thing I can say is sell, sell, sell. You have three of the most tradable and most highly sought after commodities on the entire trade market. And if you trade all three of those guys, plus a couple of other coveted pieces, you can reboot this franchise, get young, get talented, get aggressive, get good again, be fun to watch, and be in a position to contend and win championships for the next half a decade.
I couldn't agree more. However, it's you said something very relevant at the very beginning of that, is that Yankee Stadium is still Yankee Stadium, and they want to get fannies in the seats. They haven't been able to do it for a couple of years now. Even when they were contending last year, they still had trouble drawing in proportion to what they've done in the past, of course. There's an inner war going on between ownership and Brian Cashman. And Brian Cashman's no dummy. He wants to sell. And he recognizes the same things that you were talking about. You can reboot this franchise, not only from the perspective of depth, because as you talked about with those relievers and everybody's seen the ideal matchup, the ideal marriage, it's with the Cubs. Well, it starts and ends with Kyle Schwarber. And they're going to have to get him. And if Epstein plays games with that, then Cashman will go, well, we'll get back to you. But with that being said, when you have management who wants to stay the course, upper management, ownership, who wants to stay the course, and a GM who wants to sell, that creates a lot of indecision within the franchise. I think ultimately, Joe, I do believe they will sell. However, I do believe, and I said this earlier on when we were talking about trade deadlines and all that kind of good stuff, I think they'll push it as close to the deadline as they possibly can because of the fact they have so many pieces that other teams will covet. I don't think it will hurt them if they wait till the last possible minute to move a lot of these guys. And it gives Cashman the opportunity to move. It'll placate the Steinbrenner kids to a certain point because literally right on the eve of the deadline, he can go, hey, look, it ain't going to happen. And they'll go, all right, we wrote it out to the deadline, move the pieces. But if they manage to get it right, which is not always the case, but if they manage to get it right, bringing in the young guys from whatever organization/organizations they're able to get them from, plus the ability of the Yankees to always spend money, which they will in the offseason, they can turn this around very, very quickly in New York and put themselves right back on top of the heap again.
Well, that's what I think can happen if they make these moves. And I can see them waiting right up until the deadline, not so much to declare that they're sellers, and they'll do that internally and with teams around the league sooner as opposed to later. But we've talked about how coveted some of these chips are, be it Aroldis Chapman, be it Andrew Miller, be it Carlos Beltran. There's a dearth of starting pitching on the market. If they float an Ivan Nova out there, right, there's a guy that could help somebody. Brett Gardner in today's baseball has a very manageable deal. If there's a team that's a contender that needs outfield help, there's another guy that they could float out there. So they have, particularly with Miller, Chapman, and Beltran, they can start one heck of a bidding war. So I could see this going right up until the August 1st deadline because you want to get that bidding war going. You know, you talked about the Cubs and Schwarber, and you made that the sound as though that is the lock, stock, and barrel only place that these relievers could go. There's a lot of competition out there with a lot of teams that have a lot of pieces to trade. The Nationals have coveted guys that the Yankees would be interested in. The Rangers, the Indians. Now, these are all teams in addition to the Cubs that need bullpen help. The Dodgers, the Giants. These are all teams that need bullpen help, and that will all get into a bidding war to get that bullpen help, whether it's some combination of Chapman, Miller, or both. And then there's teams that need bats, and Beltran would be one of the very best bats available on the market, a proven playoff commodity who can be your DH, he can be your right fielder. And there's a guy that also could start a bidding war. The Indians need another bat in the outfield. The Giants would love a reunion with Beltran. So the Yankees are in a position, once they float it out within league circles, and they're doing their shopping and their due diligence now, they're in a position with those three guys in particular to get some huge bidding wars going that would put them in a position to get a cavalcade of prospects, some that are going to make an impact in 2017 and some that are going to be a couple of years down the road. But it puts them in a position to compete immediately and be good for years to come. So it's a must-move deal. And we'll talk, it's a must-do scenario for the Yankees. And we'll continue to explore this on the other side. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More on why the Yankees should sell right after this short timeout.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking baseball, the steal from Ed Randall, but specifically the Yankees, specifically trade deadline. And Joe, you threw some really good names out there that are going to be available, and the Yankees should be able to get the mother load if and when they decide to be sellers.
You know, absolutely. And again, I don't think they have to rush. I think at some point, and this 10-game homestand that they're in the middle of, again, a three-game set against the Red Sox where they lost two out of three. It's actually a four-game set with the Orioles. They've won the first of those. But every team in this 10-game homestand is a contender for a playoff spot as well. I think they're all 10 games above 500 or more. And this will really show you what the Yankees are. Because if you're a good baseball team, almost regardless of the level of competition, you should win 7 of 10 or better at home. And I don't think the Yankees are going to do that in this homestand. And if they don't, they're really not going to have a chance because they're going to fall behind even further than they are some of the teams that they're competing with for these playoff spots. And I think ultimately the Yankees are going to end up selling for a number of reasons. Again, it's that opportunity to reboot the franchise that doesn't come along every day. How often do you get to the trade deadline and find that out of the 15 or 20 most coveted trade chips, you have three or four of them? And that puts you in a position where when you're an old, slow franchise that is now starting to get bereft of talent, it's an opportunity to reboot and hit the ground running. So I think ultimately that's reason number one that they do it. And everybody talks about the Yankee way and how reticent they are to sell because they want to fill seats. They don't like empty seats and they want to make money. And that's real. That's not something we in the media make up or perceive to be true. It's true. They're hesitant to sell and they want to fill those seats. But here's the reality and here's ultimately where Brian Cashman goes. He's going to say, guys, Yankee fans hate this group. They find them a boring group to watch that is not really competitive and brings very little to the table. And if we don't take the opportunity to reboot here, we're only going to continue to slide backwards. And instead of having 2 or 3 months of perhaps empty seats or take the chance of our fan base embracing some of these young kids that we get and wanting to take a look at them in some meaningless baseball games, we're going to have empty seats for 4 or 5 years or more because we're going to be bad for a long, long time. So once Cashman is able to show that to the organization, to the Tampa part of the organization down in Florida, led by Hal Steinbrenner, he's going to get them to sell. And they're going to get four big-time pieces for a Chapman. They'll get another four pieces for an Andrew Miller. They'll get four more pieces for a Carlos Beltran. Plus, you'll get a couple of pieces for an Ivan Nova on a pitching market that's led by Rich Hill right now. Nova's a quality piece. Brett Gardner's a quality piece. He can play center field for you. He can play left field for you. He can hit at the top of your lineup. He can hit at the bottom of your lineup. And he can do some really good things. He can steal you a base. He can help you play small ball. He can occasionally crank one out of the park. The Yankees put themselves in a great position to really reboot this, get young, get talented. But also, if they do this right, it doesn't have to be a situation where they're waiting 4 or 5 years for this to pay dividends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can get a blend of prospects that are major league ready now, or at the very least, ready for April of 2017, and a blend of guys that are in high A ball or perhaps double A ball and are a year or two or even 3 years away. Very much like Detroit, and it didn't pay dividends for them necessarily this year, very much like Detroit did in its two trades of David Price and Yoannis Cespedes when they decided to try and reboot. In each of those trades, they got four prospects. And in each of those trades, two of the guys were ready to contribute almost immediately on the major league level, and two of them were a few years away. And if you look at the Detroit Tigers right now, they've got several of those guys contributing right now to what success they're having, and they have several of those guys who are right behind them in the farm system.
Well, no question about it, and we talked about a lot of those prospects. And look, we're guessing with a lot of minor league prospects, the same as everybody else, but you know, they're arguably their best pitcher is Michael Fulmer. So they got an immediate dividend out of that trade, out of the Cespedes trade. I think you're spot on as far as their potential to bring back the mother load. But when you were talking about empty seats and the ability to not draw, as the case may be, as they've become less competitive and boring to a certain degree, a lot of that had to do with the core four finally stepping off the stage. Guys that were essentially all homegrown, one of which who went away for a little while and one of which finished a legendary career last year. There's less appeal when you don't have these guys on the roster who have come out of your own system. You can embrace them a little bit, maybe supplement it with some pieces. And that's why I think a guy, if you're going to move guys and bring in guys, that's why I think particularly the matchup with the Cubs, because look, you're probably going to be moving three relief pitchers. You've got to get Schwarber back in that deal. Because of the fact, you talk about exciting, this guy's Paul Bleepin' Bunyan. People will come to Yankee Stadium to see him launch home runs out of that
and
ballpark.
Oh, yeah, he's built for Yankee Stadium, isn't he?
Yeah. So, you know, you mix that into the fact, and you mix him with a guy, and people have kind of forgotten this guy a little bit, with a guy like Greg Bird, who hits from the other side of the plate, who in 157 at-bats last year, hit 11 home runs and knocked in 31 runs. You know, you talk about a middle of the lineup, two guys that could carry you for a long time. As you mentioned, you've got a terrific double play combo up the middle. They're young. They can both hit. They're both terrific fielders. They've gotten the job done. Neither one is overmatched by the New York stage. If you get it right in these trades, you could be back competing on an elite level next year. You know, so this is a vital trade deadline for the New York Yankees.
I mean, and you mentioned Greg Bird, but you're also forgetting so many guys that the Yankees have right now down on the farm that are getting near the point where
approaching
being ready. Guys like, you know, Aaron Judge, guys like Gary Sanchez, you know, and the list goes on and on. Jorge Mateo may be a trade chip because he appears to be blocked unless he finds another position. So the Yankees are in this once-in-a-lifetime spot to completely reboot this. And you talked about Kyle Schwarber, and he would be a perfect fit. And we know that that's a jewel that Brian Cashman wants to bring back. But the Cubs are, and Theo Epstein, are a little hesitant to give up Kyle Schwarber. But the bidding war that will ensue will probably put the Cubs in a position where they have no choice. And Epstein's going to get pressure from ownership. You know, they're in one of those modes where, hey, we never win here at Wrigley Field. Yep. We actually have a chance to win the World Series. Our Achilles heel is our bullpen. Let's get some depth in that bullpen, and we're ideally suited for postseason play with our ability to mash the ball, our three frontline starters, and a couple of solid guys behind them. If we get some length to that bullpen, we're going to be pretty damn hard to stop in the postseason. We don't want to give up Kyle Schwarber, but we really have no choice in making him the centerpiece of a package because we can replace him. We're without him this year, and if we had to be without him going forward,
right,
we're still one of the very best teams in baseball, and you have to give to get. So you get the bidding war going, and maybe ultimately because the Cubs have the resources and the dollars to do anything that they want, you make Kyle Schwarber the centerpiece of a big deal that involves one, if not both of those relievers.
Right.
Because they may want to take both of them off the market, lengthen their bullpen, and give nobody else around them that needs bullpen help a chance to score any of the guys. They can absorb the money. They have the prospects both on the major league roster who are injured in a Kyle Schwarber, other guys that are role players on their major league roster that have the potential to develop into true stars, and guys in their minor league system. So the Cubs could hit the mother load and secure their position as the real overwhelming favorite to win the World Series, and the Yankees can secure what they want, but the Yankees are going to get that bidding war going because there's so many teams that need bullpen help. And they're going to get a bidding war going for Beltran because there are so many teams that need a truly all-star caliber bat with proven postseason experience. This is a chance, man. I'm telling you, they can get a couple of potential superstars, and two or three more guys that are going to be in their starting lineup on April 1st of 2017, and they're going to have four or five guys behind them that are top prospects that will be hanging out in AA and continuing to develop. It is a chance to change their fortunes for the next 5 to 10 years, like the George Steinbrenner suspension was a chance for Stick Michael to build this franchise back in the early 90s.
Yeah, and truthfully, they're not going to move any of these minor league prospects that you were talking about. And that was one of the aspects of it that Stick Michael was insistent upon, was that we're going to build from within and supplement with our free agents. And look how that turned out.
Well, on the other side, Road to Rio. Nastia Lukin joins us next. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
At Sweet Tarts, we love candy. The soft ones, the gummy ones, the little bites with big flavor. Not just any candy. The kind of candy that makes the world less bland with every extra tangy, sweet, and tart taste. Like our new Sweet Tarts mini gummy bites. Try them, squish them, share them, love them. We do, because candy is what we do. It's our thing, our passion. A passion you can taste in every mini gummy. Follow your passion. Follow your tart. Sweet Tarts.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's going to hold here for a couple of minutes as we're joined on the road to Rio by Olympic gold medalist Nastia Lukin. Welcome, Nastia. Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, since you've won a gold medal, you really are leading a boring life. I mean, you do absolutely nothing. You graduated from NYU. You've been on Dancing with the Stars. You wrote a book. You got engaged. You have your own line of gymnastics equipment. And you're going to be a commentator in Rio. God, you are dull.
It's definitely been a very exciting few years, to say the least.
It is fun for you, though. You've been able to extend your career and You know, look, there is life after athletics, and I guess you're living proof, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm so fortunate and extremely thankful. You know, when I started gymnastics, it was just such a huge passion of mine and fell in love with the sport. And I never in a million years thought it would kind of, you know, turn into a career and give me the opportunities and the things that I'm doing today. So very thankful.
Well, let's talk about one of the things you are doing today, and that's the That's Gold campaign. Tell us all about it as we move along in our discussion of the road to Rio, as the 2016 Rio Olympics are right around the corner.
Yeah, you know, I get to work with Coca-Cola on an Olympic campaign that's all about celebrating those everyday happy moments in life. So, of course, one of mine was winning the gold medal in Beijing. But, you know, it goes beyond the podium, and it really is just about celebrating moments that you feel happy or excited. So we're encouraging everybody to share on social media, whether it's photos or videos, and use the hashtag That's Gold.
Well, that's pretty cool. And as far as Rio itself, it looks like it's going to be an exciting time for U.S. gymnastics.
So yeah, I've actually been to Rio once before. I had a competition there a few years back, and so I'm really excited to be able to go back. And, you know, there really is nothing like an Olympic Games. It's such a fun moment, not just for the athletes, but for the fans. And now being, of course, on the other side of things, and even though I'm not competing, I still get just as excited to go down.
Well, let's talk about our 2016 women's gymnastics team. You know, break this team down for us and tell us about their prospects for the upcoming Rio Olympiad.
Well, I think they're definitely the front runners in the team competition. It would be, you know, rather shocking if they didn't come home with, you know, the gold medal. So I think they're definitely the gold medal favorites. And then you have Simone Biles, that she's basically leading Team USA. She's the front runner and, you know, expected to possibly win 5 gold medals. And then you have Allie Raisman and Gabby Douglas, who were part of the Fierce 5 team from the London Olympic Games, and they each have 2 gold medals, looking to win their 3rd and possibly 4th, gold medals. And then rounding out the team is Lori Hernandez. She is a first-time senior, so this is a huge year for her, and Madison Koshin, who is the reigning world champion on the uneven bars. So quite the team Team USA has.
So it seems as if this team has been put together with a little bit of up-and-coming and a lot of experience and some really intellectual smarts when it came to assembling the team and recognizing what they needed to do to bring home the gold.
Exactly. You know, I think, and Marta Carilli, who is our head coach, she did an amazing job at putting this team together. And I think what's a little bit unique and different is, you know, it's not the top 5 finishers at the Olympic trials and the all-around competition. It really is a puzzle piece. For the team competition, you're going to have 3 gymnasts go up on all 4 of the events. And all 3 scores have to count. So you really want to try to find the best 3 gymnasts on vault, the best 3 on bars, and so on. And so, you know, again, it's probably not going to be your top 5 in the all-around.
Well, you know, you're going down there to do commentary. You know, talk about the role you're going to take on as a commentator, number one. And also, with you having Olympic gold and having been through these rigors, talk about a little bit if you can give some of our first-time Olympians the benefit of your experiences down in Rio in 2016.
Sure. Well, I'm excited. You know, gymnastics has been such a huge passion of mine ever since I was a little girl. So to be able to kind of continue and being involved both in the gymnastics world but also in the Olympic movement is very exciting for me. And, you know, I think that being able to provide some insight to, you know, I've been there and I've kind of know what's going on in their minds and, you know, what they might be doing the, you know, day before the competition, hours before the competition, what they might be feeling. And so that's what, you know, I'm kind of hoping to do and provide to viewers. And so it's so exciting for me, again, to be able to kind of stay involved in the sport. And I think the only challenge for me is I'm still friends with all of these girls, so it's a little challenging at times because I know I'm there for a job and I'm there to commentate and kind of provide my critiques and analyze everything. But at the end of the day, I'm still friends with them, and I know they'll be tuning back and watching the show. But, you know, I think I've been in their shoes, so I kind of know you can always, you know, put it in a positive light and not necessarily be negative about it, even if there are mistakes made.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm sure they're more aware of their mistakes than anybody else except maybe you. You know, I saw you in something that's a year and a half, 2 years old, a movie called Stick It. And it was interesting because the focus of the movie, for those who aren't familiar with it, was a lot of it was about the judging and the fact that it's so abstract in many ways. And they were, you know, there was a bra strap scene in there that was hilarious as how absurd it was. Is the judging as awful as they made it out, or is it something that's kind of been evolving over the years as they become more realistic on what they're looking for in gymnastics?
Well, of course, since it was a movie and it's Hollywood, you know, you always want to add a little bit of drama to it. But, you know, gymnastics is a very subjective sport. It's by judges, so they're basically determining the outcome. Unlike, you know, a sport like track and field or swimming, you're not running or racing against the clock. So, yeah, at times you could feel like it's unfair or maybe you deserved a higher score. But, you know, that's why it's so important to just go out there and focus on your gymnastics and on your routines, because, you know, at the end of the day, you really have no control over the judges' opinions or their thoughts or the scores that they give you.
Those are the dulcet tones of Nastia Lukin, 2008 Olympic gold medalist from the Beijing Olympics, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You know, we've talked about the myriad of things you've done since retiring from gymnastics, and one of them was Dancing with the Stars, which always gets attention when athletes or celebrities of other types jump on Dancing with the Stars. Talk about that experience and how perhaps your athletic background gave you some advantage, because dancing can be very, very rigorous and the training for it can be extremely rigorous. Talk about your memories of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it was definitely rigorous. And I think, you know, as an athlete, I'm used to training 7 hours a day, 6 days a week. And, you know, when you kind of sign yourself up for a reality TV show, you don't really realize how difficult it's actually going to be, even as an athlete. But I think I'm a little bit biased, obviously, but I think I was partnered with one of the best of the best, Derek Huff. And, you know, he taught me not only just a lot about dance, but gave me a great perspective on life. And, you know, so I had such an amazing experience in getting to know him and creating lifelong friendships, not just with him, but with a lot of the other dancers and contestants as well.
You know, you mentioned as a competitive athlete in gymnastics, 7 hours a day, 6 days a week. And it's rigorous training, the dietary demands, those pressures. You found ways to fill your time after retiring. But in some ways, is it a relief to once every 2 weeks be able to go out and get an ice cream sundae without having to worry about it and not have to be in that extreme condition that it takes to be a successful gymnast? Talk about the adjustment to life after competitive gymnastics, and in some ways, how less stressful it's been on your body and on your mind even.
Yeah, I think, you know, right after I guess, quote-unquote, retired at the ripe age of 22, you know, it was definitely a little bit challenging and just, you know, trying to figure out what my body needed, the type of workouts, the food that it, you know, really needed in order to be healthy, but, you know, not be training 7 hours a day, 6 days a week. So I kind of went through a roller coaster ride and, you know, just trying to figure out what exactly, again, what my body needed. But, yes, it is, it's nice now to be able to, you know, have ice cream or have whatever and not really have to think about, like, it's going to, you know, kind of drain my energy for training the next day or I'm not going to feel my best. And but for the most part, I'm very healthy. I still work out. I live a pretty healthy lifestyle. And I think everything, even when I was training, everything in moderation, and, you know, that kind of is what makes you be and feel your best.
Nastia, you also have started a pretty nice charity within the National Gymnastics Foundation back in 2009, the Nastia Lukin Fund. And why don't you talk to our friends out here about that?
Yeah, so I you know, got the chance to partner with USA Gymnastics. They've really given me a lot throughout my entire career, and so I really wanted to figure out a way to give back, and that's why we started the Nastia Lukin Fund. And, you know, I'm really fortunate to be able to work with amazing gymnasts and, you know, try and give them the opportunities that I had in the sport.
Before we let you run, we want to keep you on schedule. Rio's a beautiful place. I've seen some pictures from down there already as the Olympics is right around the corner and some of the views are striking. However, infrastructure issues, Zika issues, and some of the security issues that are coming to the forefront. What has NBC told you, and what has the U.S. Olympic Committee told you, and are you concerned for some safety issues going down to Rio?
No, I'm not really concerned. You know, I've done my research. I've talked to people at NBC and the USOC and USA Gymnastics, and I know that they're going to keep us safe, and it's going to be a great competition, and I'm just really excited to be heading down to Rio, and, you know, there's really nothing like an Olympic Games, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And look at this. We got it all in, and we're going to let you out on schedule. Nastia, thank you so much for a few minutes. It was really a pleasure. Enjoy your journey back to Rio and do a great job of keeping us abreast.
Thank you
on
so much.
How our Olympians do in Rio. It was really a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Nastia Lukin joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob. And the road to Rio, boy, it's right around the corner, boy. It is creeping up on us quickly, and it is not without its warts, but we're hoping it's a successful Olympic Games where everybody's safe, healthy, and there are no major problems down in Rio.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Joe, when I picked up on the Zika story, because it was just a minor blurb about a year ago, I wondered about it, and you often, and we've talked about this many times, these cities that get involved in this, some of them are better prepared than others as far as having at least a level of infrastructure to be able to deal with this. Rio's not one of these cities. They have had issues literally from the beginning. You mix in the Zika stuff, you mix in the stuff with the water and the pollution and everything else. My curiosity has truly peaked, not only on the athletic level, but how these games are going to come off and how successful they're going to be. You and I know, you know, we've talked about it a little bit. We have major question marks on how they're going to be able to pull this off down there. We know it's going to be a spectacle. We know that the athletes will compete and that all the glory will be there. But whether or not the city can stand up to the challenge remains to be seen.
Well, here's something I'll throw out at you, and figures we're getting up against the break, so maybe we'll weigh in with a little bit of this on the other side as we wrap hour one. We've always talked about how an Olympiad can bankrupt a country, a city, a municipality, and it goes all the way back to 76 in Montreal, and not many of them have been successful since. And now you see the problems with Rio, and they really can't afford to have it there, but it's too late to back out now. That said, I've heard some rumblings of setting up a small handful of host cities that have the infrastructure and buildings in place already, or putting them in place and then rotating them amongst those handful of sites that can afford them, and the IOC would be responsible for upkeep on the buildings. I wonder if that's a lot more realistic than this bidding process that we have, where we often award an Olympiad to a city or a country that is not fit to handle it.
Boy, did you tee it up for me.
Yeah, I'm going to tee it up, and you're going to knock it all, and you're going to hit it off the tee on the other side. That's how we'll tie a bow around hour one. This is the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. Together, you're beyond description.
Oh, shut up, Robert. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And before we went to the break, Joe posed the question, put it up on the batting tee for me. Hey, should it go into a host of revolving cities who can host the Olympic Games because they have the infrastructure and they won't end up bankrupting themselves? The answer, short and sweet, sure it should. The reason why it won't, how are we going to steal all that money that we funnel through our pockets during the bidding process? Joe, look, we love the athletics. We love the competition. We love everything that goes on with it. And we're probably going to have to pick this up after baseball in the second hour. Whether it's the World Cup, whether it's the Olympics, no matter what the international sporting event, a lot of money changes hands that we never hear about and is never or rarely talked about. That's the fly in the ointment. How are these guys going to get paid and put millions and millions of dollars in their pocket? That's probably why it will never happen.
Really? You know, Bob, it's funny you say we're going to need to pick this up on the other side. I don't know that we will, just because you've said it all. What should be is four or five major cities that have most of the stadiums and infrastructure in place, and that if they needed to build a few could, along with the help of the IOC, and then the IOC becomes responsible for upkeep, and they revolve them and rotate them. The realities are, as you said, the cult of greed will keep that from happening.
But there is something I want to explore with you, and we'll get to it at some point during the show, because I know you'll have a good opinion on it.
Fair enough, Bob. Well, that's a wrap on hour one. Fun, lively hour it was. We talked a little baseball. We talked a little road to Rio and a little Olympics. And now we're going to step aside and get ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I thought Rudy was terrific. General Flynn is terrific. I thought Melania Tripp did an excellent job. But again, I thought Rudy was, again, right on target.
New York Congressman Peter King said the first night of speakers of the Republican National Convention were right on the mark. On the other side of the ledger, Melania's speech initially received a positive reaction, but questions quickly arose about similarities between it and a speech by Michelle Obama at the DNC 8 years ago. Former Trump communications advisor Michael Caputo said there needs to be consequences for the speechwriter for putting the likely Republican nominee's wife into harm's way.
When you put the spouse of the candidate in harm's way like this, there are consequences.
Complete coverage of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio continues on USA.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
One black leader is speaking out against Black Lives Matter. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
A leading pastor in the black community is speaking out against Black Lives Matter. Pastor Aubrey Shines appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys. He said Black Lives Matter ignores violence in liberally led cities like Chicago.
90%+ of them, they were not murdered by whites or even a white officer. They were murdered by other blacks. Why isn't that fitting the CNN News, NBC News narrative? Because they're supporters of Barack Obama.
Shines called Black Lives Matter a hate group. I'm Jason Wirth.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani said the vast majority of Americans are not feeling safe.
They fear for their children. They fear for themselves. They fear for our police officers who are being targeted with a target on their back.
Giuliani went on to say it is now time for the nation to rally. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Louisiana's governor calls Sunday's ambush of law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge a diabolical attack on the very fabric of society.
State and local officials are partnering with federal agencies to keep people safe. And as governor of the state of Louisiana, I have no higher priority than public safety.
At a news conference, Governor John Bel Edwards said forensics confirmed the shooter was ex-Marine Gavin Long. He said the 29-year-old came to Baton Rouge to do harm to the community and its law enforcement officers. Edwards promised a full investigation and praised the actions of responding officers as heroic. He added that the victims were tremendous officers and good men. According to a new poll, public support for the proposed border wall has slipped a bit. Ted Houston explains.
A new poll by Cronkite News Service, Univision, and the Dallas Morning News shows the vast majority of people living near the U.S.-Mexico border oppose the idea of a wall. Overall, 72% of those on the U.S. side and 85% on the Mexican side are against the wall, and 70% of the Americans and 77% of the Mexicans say there are bigger border-related issues to worry about. They also say the tone of the debate over the wall is damaging relations between the two countries. I'm Ted Houston.
More good news at the pump. As AAA reports, the average price of gas continues to slide. National average for a price of gas, $2.20. I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, and you can find us online, usaradio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, okay. Joe, yeah, you sent me that video, didn't you?
Oh, boy. We'll get to that at the back end of the show. I got a couple of fun ones that we can have a laugh over as we move along in hour two, Bob. And it is going to be a jam-packed hour, too, and we're going to hit the ground running in hour two in the form of Jim Rosenhaus, the radio play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Indians. He'll join us right on the other side. And the Tribe are a great story this year at the top of the AL Central, and they got terrific starting pitching, but they are not without their warts. So we'll discuss the Tribe's season thus far and take a look ahead to where they might be headed as the deadline approaches. We'll stay with some baseball. We'll get some NFL. And along the way, Bob has an Olympic topic that we covered at the back of the last hour that he wants to revisit. So that's really the rundown. But very quickly, we should probably get to the myriad of ways you could check out the Spano and Black Attack, and you are listening to the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we should probably get to the myriad of ways you could check out the Attack and all the programming on Sports Byline via your devices, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. You can check out what we've been doing. All that more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, and a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they Android, be they Windows-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline broadcast network, live channel, all at iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. That coveted app versatility. Whether it be Android, whether it be Apple, whether it be Windows-based, or just go to TuneIn.com. Again, on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And for Bob and I, most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline.
Hey, a little taste of home coming to you from Spano and Black. Thanks, guys.
Jim Rosenhaus next on the Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's our pleasure to be joined by Jim Rosenhaus, the radio play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Indians. Welcome, Jim. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black and Joe Spano.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, thanks. So you have the Republican Convention, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and a 5.5 game lead. All is well in Cleveland.
It's really coming together. they had us leave town during the convention, so I haven't been able to be back there to see what that's all about. But yeah, some good things going in Cleveland, and an NBA championship too. So it's been a really exciting summer and kind of a resurgent summer for an area that, you know, is trying to get back to some prominence and feel real good. And so there's been a lot of positive certainly this summer, and the Indians having a real strong season.
Well, tough loss yesterday, but I need a couple updates. First of all, Corey Kluber's calf, anything more than just a cramp, and will we expect to see him in his next start, number one? And number two, and perhaps more importantly, Trevor Bauer's drone.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, these are very important things you have to deal with during the course of a season. But first of all, on Kluber, at least as of last night, yes, just a cramp. And they fully expect him to make his last start. We'll see if that changes when we get to the ballpark today. But, yeah, the drone, which got caught in a tree in a park, this is a major problem here for Trevor Bauer. I mean, that's something that he takes very seriously, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own. Somehow, some way, I think he's going to be able to get this drone out of a tree with the help of somebody here in Kansas City. But, gosh, you know, I hope he gets that squared away before his next start, because this is an issue.
Well, I, you know, it's funny. I mean, we make light of it, but it's something that Joe and I talk about all the time, is just the fact that the grind of the regular season in Major League Baseball, probably more than any other sport, any other team sport, is such that these guys really do need to find ways to distract themselves. They have means, so they can maybe do some things that other people can't, but they have to do it in a way where they're not getting themselves in trouble, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, I'm kind of tongue-in-cheek here about, you know, Bauer having to get this thing out of the tree. From his perspective, like, you're right, everybody has something they do that's relaxing. You know, maybe some guys play cards or video games, whatever. You know, go out and sightsee a little bit during the day. But he actually builds these things, so there's something invested there. It's not like he just goes out and buys a drone. He actually builds them himself, And that's his form of relaxation. And most of the time, I was kind of surprised because most of the time he likes to fly them at the ballparks, but that's been an issue more recently because of security concerns. So a lot of times he gets shut down at the ballpark. So he was doing it not far from the hotel here in a park area. And so, yeah, we make light of it, but he put some time and effort into building this thing, and now it's stuck in a tree.
You know, it's been, Jim, it's been a great year for the Tribe. I mean, they've got terrific starting pitching, and that's one area they will not need to upgrade. Hitting's been okay. They're dealing with some limitations in the outfield. They got an injury to their catcher, and they got some limitations in the bullpen. As the deadline approaches, you know, where do you kind of see them going? Do you see them going catcher and try and replace Yan Gomes? Do you see them going outfielder, or do they wait for Michael Brantley to come back, or do they focus on the bullpen and try and get either Chapman or Miller or some other piece from around baseball at the trade deadline? Where do you see them going as far as filling some needs at the deadline?
Well, Chris Antonetti is on this trip. He's the president of baseball operations now, but works closely with the GM, Mike Chernoff, and he was saying over the weekend, because I asked him that, you know, tried to pin him down on specific needs, and he said, you know what, let me answer that this way. The one area we've ruled out in terms of upgrading is starting pitching, which, as you mentioned, is kind of obvious. But you know what, I got to guess, and they have to choose, because you mentioned three different areas, they're not going to be able to upgrade all three. And they feel okay about what they have behind the plate, because Roberto Perez and Chris Jimenez, as long as they handle the pitching staff well and can throw runners out, the Indians are fine with that, and whatever they get offensively is gravy to some extent. They're still holding out hope that Brantley can make it back at some point, although it's been long enough now where you wonder just when that may happen. I think their main focus is going to be trying to get a bullpen arm, and specifically a left-handed arm, because they really haven't had a left-hander that they can count on this season in the pen. So I think that's the area when they pull the trigger on something, I think that's where it's going to be. I'll be surprised if it's not.
Well, you know, they wanted Brantley to play back-to-back games over the weekend. It didn't happen. Caution or setback?
It'll be interesting because he did, and this is normal. He did see the doctor again yesterday because he had a week's worth of playing a game, rest day, playing a game, rest day on a rehab assignment, which was a step forward for him. But they did want to reevaluate it after a week and see what happened. And we did not hear word yesterday, even as late as after the game, but I think we'll get some sort of update today to see if maybe he can do that, or if indeed he has to still hold off and either go every other day or even pull back more.
Jim Rosenhaus, the radio play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Indians, joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You know, you mentioned left-handed arm, and there's going to be one hell of a bidding war for Andrew Miller as the deadline approaches, because the Yankees can say what they want, but ultimately I think they're going to sell. They can't afford not to unless they want to be bad for a long, long time. That said, he's an affordable contract, be under team control for a couple of years. How much are the Indians willing to pay in the form of prospects that are near major league ready, and how much of the top of their farm system are they willing to empty out for a guy like an Andrew Miller, which would solve that bullpen problem?
Well, there's no question. That is, I got to believe that's the guy that they're going after. And you're right, he matches up nicely. The one thing that Chris Antonetti said is in their discussions with teams, and there's been a ton of it going on, you know, for a variety of players, that the one thing they're finding out is that the amount of players in their farm system that teams are asking about is more than maybe they had thought of. There's some prospects in their system that they're very high on that they would rather not part with, but the quantity of players that teams are asking about is a pretty good amount, to the point where they feel that they can give up some of those prospects and still have a good talent pool, because they're very cautious about that because of the market size and some spending constraints of not wanting to give away too much, because they just feel that's the lifeblood of keeping this team a successful team at the major league level. So they're at a point, though, where the farm system's been built up, and they feel very strongly about it, that there may be enough prospects there where they can give up quite a few and still feel like they have a strong farm system.
One more from me before we let you run. I'm going to turn things over to Bob. You talked about market size. Over the last number of years, the Indians have really lagged in attendance. Even this year, you look at the attendance numbers at home, and they're not great. With this team having the kind of year that they're having and having that nice lead in the AL Central and having come off that huge big run that propelled them to this point, are you starting to see a big uptick in attendance there? And do you think it'll pay dividends in the back third of the year and going into next year, should they have a magical run into the postseason?
Absolutely. And I think it was interesting because you mentioned the run where they won 14 in a row. That really captured the city. And then also the Cavaliers run to the championship. The Indians were home at the time, and it just seemed that there was so much excitement, positive energy, and all that kind of good stuff that it helped the crowds at Indians games. And their last homestand before the All-Star break, they had 7 games. 2 of them sold out, and 2 others were over 30,000. So, and that's big for the Indians. And so we have seen some progress there, and that's encouraging, and there's been some advanced sales for the remainder of the season that have been much more than I think they originally thought. So it's been a real pleasant surprise after, quite frankly, some years of disappointing attendance, even with teams that, since Terry Francona's been here, they haven't been under a 500 ball club, and that they've had one playoff appearance and kind of been in contention the other 2 years. So, it just hadn't translated yet to attendance. But just in the last month or so, it really has picked up, and that's been exciting.
Well, Jim, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime. And as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, we'll probably get you on back, because I have a feeling that we're going to be talking some Cleveland Indian baseball come September and October. I really do.
Well, absolutely. Call anytime, guys.
We appreciate the couple minutes. Thanks so much, Jim. Jim Rosenhaus, the radio play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Indians. And, Joe, there's an energy, and we joke about it all the time. Cleveland, center of the sports universe.
Yeah. Now it might be.
Yeah.
On the other side, more baseball, roll back into some Olympics, roll into NFL. We got a lot of ground to cover, not much time to do it. We'll get started and try and hit the ground running next year on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And, Joe, what direction do you want to take it in, bro?
Let's stay with the baseball, and let's kind of explore. We'll recap our interview with Jim Rosenhaus, and we'll explore some of the deadline stuff. Then I want to roll to the latest coming out of St. Louis with the Cardinals and their director of scouting, Chris Correa, or former director of scouting, getting sentenced to 46 months in prison. We'll talk about that and moving along with the baseball. But if you remember in the last hour, we talked a lot about the Yankees and their ability to sell and their ability to turn around the fortunes of that franchise by starting a bidding war. See, that's why I think it's so pivotal for them to sell this year. They're not good. Nobody wants to go see that team anyway. So this idea that, well, if we sell, we'll put less fannies in the seats. No, you won't. Nobody wants to see this team. It's old. It's slow. It's crappy to watch. And they're not a contender, despite what they think. And if you make those moves because you have the ability to start the bidding war, you can get teams that are in desperate need for some of their chips to keep upping the ante, upping the ante, upping the ante. You can reshape the fortunes of your franchise for the next half a decade or more when you combine the chips you can get and pieces you can get from other franchises along with some of the very valuable pieces you have in your own farm system. And if some of these guys are ready to be on the roster now or in April of 2017, Yankee fans will embrace a young team that's going to make a turnaround very quickly and provide an exciting and competitive brand of baseball. But in talking to Jim Rosenhaus, you can see the bidding war that would start.
Oh, yeah.
The Indians would absolutely be in play for Andrew Miller because of how long he'd be under team control, how manageable his price tag is, how good he is, and how willing and accepting of any role you give him within your bullpen he is. So you got the Indians definitely in play for him, and they have a wealth of prospects. You got the Cubs, who are in play for anybody in the bullpen, the Dodgers. The Rangers have to get bullpen help. It's an absolute must. They have the second worst bullpen in all of baseball. I think their bullpen ERA is like 5 on the season.
Yep.
The Indians have to get bullpen help. It's a middle-of-the-road bullpen at best, And you watch Kluber go out, pitch a great game. He comes out after seven innings with the cramps in his calf, and they blow the game. So they've got to address that as well. And they're going to play pitching and defense and figure we'll find a way to hit enough. So there's a lot of teams that are craving relief pitching at the deadline. There's not a ton of it that's going to be available, and most of the best pieces are going to be available from the Yankees. And you're going to have Washington competing for those pieces, and you're going to have the Rangers competing for those pieces, and the Dodgers, and the Cubs, and the Indians, and you're going to have one hell of a bidding war, and people are going to pay a king's ransom for a guy that can get it up there at 105 miles an hour, and a lefty that's as good and as versatile as anyone that you can find who's under team control for a very affordable salary for a while.
Yep, and you know, it's funny, one of those teams that you mentioned, the Texas Rangers, I was talking to Nightingale last week, and he said that's the team that he's projecting that's going to have an issue competing down the stretch. It's they don't have the pieces in the farm system to grab some of the things that they need going forward. And
which is pitching, particularly relief pitching, but their starters are not great either, and they've struggled over the last month as a result.
Well, you know, as we've been talking about, there's a lack of depth in the starting pitching market anyway, and their biggest problem is they gave up a lot of their farm system last year. So it's an issue in that they don't have that many chips, and he has a feeling that ultimately the Houston Astros are going to run down the Texas Rangers.
And it sure looks like they've been red hot of late. They can make a trade. They have some chips left. I don't know if they're going to make a big splash because they made the Ken Giles splash in the offseason. And after a shaky start, Giles has rounded into form. But, you know, they could be a player in the market as well. And, you know, when you look at Cleveland, and Jim talked about the limitations, it's been a team that has terrific starting pitching. They play very good defense. They've hit better than the parts on the team would say they should, dealing with some of the injuries and suspensions and everything else. But they do have a lot of things they could address. Obviously, the bullpen's priority one, the couple with that great starting pitching, and you make yourself a pitching juggernaut from inning one to inning nine in the postseason. They'd like to get another bat, but he talked about the financial constraints. Unlike the Cubs, and unlike the Dodgers, and unlike some of the other teams we mentioned, they can't address everything with multiple needs. They can't go out and get an Andrew Miller and a Matthew Lecroy and address catcher. They can't go out and get an Andrew Miller and a, say, a Carlos Beltran, and address the lineup. So they're going to pick one, and it sounds like that pitching is going to be the one they're going to pick, and they're just going to make sure they fortify that pitching from inning one to inning nine, knowing that it's likely they're going to get into the postseason, and once they get there, if they can lock you up like that, they'll have a chance in a short series against anybody.
Well, unfortunately, that's an area we didn't get as much a time to explore. But, you know, if Brantley ends up not being able to come back, and I think that's part of what the organization is banking on, is getting him back in the lineup would be as good as a trade, then that suspension to Bird looms even larger, because that lineup gets awfully thin at that point in time. And if they do focus on the pitching entirely because of the limited resources, and for whatever reason Brantley can't come back into that lineup, they may end up getting run down by Kansas City and Detroit, or one or the other.
Okay. That would surprise me. I just – they've hit surprisingly well. I mean, I don't know if they'll have enough stamina to, you know, kind of get to the finish line.
But, I mean, but you get like my point about rolling the dice on it, right?
Sure.
You know, I mean, it, if you got to pick one or the other and you roll the dice and you happen to choose the wrong set of dice at that given moment, you'll get run down by one, if not both, of those baseball teams. There's a lot of baseball to be played.
Absolutely. And, you know, but I think they look at it and say, hey, like the San Francisco Giants of years past, We're gonna be a pitching and defense team, and we'll try and hit enough and hope we can get there. Because once we get there, we're going to be a nightmare in the postseason because of the way we pitch. We'll be hard to beat in a short series. Going to be interesting to watch, man. I think this year's trade deadline is going to be a whole lot of fun. once the Yankees admit that they're selling. Because if the Yankees don't sell, it got a lot less interesting because they have so many of the chips. You know, you talked about if you take the Yankees out of the bullpen market, there's not much there. There's not much there in the starting pitching market anyway, which is why I think they could float Ivan Nova out there. As I said, if you can float a Rich Hill out there and that's the best chip left, Ivan Nova's younger, better. Record doesn't say he's better, you know, but Rich Hill is, I guess, 2 years removed from playing independent league baseball, you know, and he's old. I understand he's a rental, but, you know, that's why I say you float an Ivan Nova out there. There's not a ton of bats in the market. Float a Brett Gardner out there. He doesn't make a boatload of money by today's standards. He can play two positions. You can put him at the top of your lineup or the bottom. He's not that grand slam home run addition, but he's a nice solid double if you're in need of a bat or a glove or a guy to play the outfield. He may be a guy that maybe if the Indians make a deal with the Yankees and Andrew Miller, maybe a guy like Brett Gardner is a guy that they can get the Yankees to add to the mix without the Indians having to up the ante too much. Maybe that's where you go. You don't hit a home run and get a stud bat, but with the limited bats that you have, maybe you get another piece that can help you a little bit.
Yeah, no question about it. But, I you know, and it's interesting, though, if they do end up being sellers, they being the Yankees, aside from Gregorius and Starlin Castro, there's nobody on that 25-man roster that would not be up in play. And, you know, again,
well, they have issues with moving some of them because of the money they make, trade clauses and things of that nature. But
no question about it. But I'm saying the machinations behind the scenes, accepting some money or getting a guy to waive a trade clause, whatever the circumstances are, everybody would be in discussion. Whether or not they could get it worked out remain to be seen. But everybody would be in discussion if they decide to be sellers.
I couldn't agree with you more. And on the other side, let's stay with the baseball before we roll into the Olympics and or the NFL. That's all next. Your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Saw something interesting on Twitter. I'll discuss it with you next here on The Attack, so keep it where it is.
At Sweet Tarts, we love candy. The soft ones, the gummy ones, the little bites with big flavor. Not just any candy. The kind of candy that makes the world less bland with every extra tangy, sweet, and tart taste. Like our new Sweet Tarts mini gummy bites. Try them, squish them, share them, love them. We do, because candy is what we do. It's our thing, our passion. A passion you can taste in every mini gummy. Follow your passion. Follow your tart. Sweet Tarts.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And before we went to break, Joe said he saw something on Twitter that he wished to discuss.
I wanted to throw it out at you again. I'm serving up softballs here. You know, you had mentioned, well, the Indians could get tracked down. I just saw these things on Twitter. I happen to follow a lot of different things on Twitter, and I use it as a real resource. And this is courtesy of at Fangraphs. And they, you know, they do a lot of statistical analysis. A couple interesting things on this. The Cubs are no longer the MLB team most likely to make the 2016 playoffs, according to Fangraphs. The Nationals have now eked in front of them at 96.2%. The Cubs at 96%. You mentioned the Indians getting tracked down. They're the third most likely team, 87.8%. Their competition in the division, the Royals, 16.9%. And where are the Tigers? 32.9%. This is according to Fangraphs. Take it for what
right,
it is.
Right, right.
But if you look at the teams that we talked about being in a bidding war for some of these key chips, Nationals, Cub, Indians, according to Fangraphs, 1, 2, 3, most likely to make the playoffs. The Rangers, 6th. The Dodgers, 7th. So, take it for what it is.
Oh,
World Series favorites, according to the Fangraphs, season-to-date mode. Cubs, 16.9%. Nationals, 14.3%. Cleveland, the third favorite at 12.7%. You know, again, take it for what it is. But those teams, you know, Fangraphs, they use statistical models.
Right.
The
right.
realities are those teams at the top of those statistical models, they see the same thing the statistical model sees. It's a chance for us to grab the brass ring. You don't know the next time the chance is going to come. And if you're the Cubs, especially in the Nationals, who have resources of money, and in the case of both of these franchises, they haven't grabbed the ultimate prize in either an awful long time or ever.
Yep.
They're going to go for it hard, and they're going to pay heavy prices, and there's going to be some bidding war.
Yeah, no question about it. And, I mean, all teams use analytics, so as you said, everybody's aware of statistically how and if they can get into the playoffs. But everything is fluid in sports, as we always talk about. It's the ability to spend. It's the depth of the farm system. It's injury. It's unexpected circumstances that come at your team. And they also recognize that as well. Plus, a lot of these teams, they kind of look to the future. I mean, when you're bereft of talent in your farm system, or you're limited in your farm system as to what you can offer, well, you know, you have to look at it from the perspective, do we sacrifice right now and take on this additional burden, or do we stay the course if you happen to be one of these first place teams at the time, and I'm looking specifically at Texas, and just hope that they don't catch us? You know, it's something that GMs get paid a lot of money to make these decisions, and ultimately it ends up either costing them their jobs or getting them extensions, and that's what they deal with here. The analytics are great, and I'm with you. You know, you look at the stats, and you can say, okay, I can see exactly why they're breaking it down this way. But inside the room where the checks are written, it doesn't always play out according to the stats.
Or it doesn't play out according to the analytical measurement of it. It's kind of like handicapping a horse race.
Exactly.
You look at, why didn't a horse win? All the numbers were there. The horse went off as a 2-5 favorite. What happened? Well, stuff happens. Yep.
The other one ran faster. That's exactly how it works.
What do we always talk about? Looks great on paper, doesn't always translate. But, you know, when you look at it, those teams that are contenders, and I think, you know, outside of the Indians because of their fiscal limitations, and you talked about the Rangers because they've depleted their farm system, everybody else is going to pay whatever price is necessary, and you're going to have one hell of a bidding war for some real good talent, but not a volume of it as the deadline approaches with multiple teams with the same need.
Yeah.
That said, let's head to St. Louis, where the former Cardinals scouting director, Chris Correa, sentenced to 46 months in prison for his role in the Astros computer hacking scandal. He pleaded guilty to 12 counts of corporate espionage. And, you know, back in 2014, you know, we talked about this story a little bit. It didn't stay in our news cycle as long as maybe it should have. But back in 2014, Correa hacked into the Astros ground control system, claimed he was operating in a rogue fashion and acting alone. And, you know, it was one of those where he wanted to see if Jeff Luhnow, who was the former director of scouting for the Cardinals and then moved over to the Astros as a GM, he wanted to see if he took a bunch of Cardinals proprietary information with him to the Astros. That was one of the excuses that he gave as to why he hacked into the Astros system. The other he never gave, but it's widely known around baseball circles, Jeff Luhnow was not well-liked by the Cardinals or around baseball. He doesn't apologize for his business background. And in a game, you know, and baseball's a good old boys club. They don't like anything that's different, and they bristle at it. Jeff Luhnow is different, and he's not part of the same good old boys club that a lot of these guys are. So he wasn't well-liked within the Cardinals organization by his subordinates, and here was one subordinate that took it way too far. And, you know, he committed many counts of corporate espionage, was convicted of 12 of them, and he's going to spend a long time in jail as a result.
Yep. And, you know, on top of it, and there's another layer to this, Correa used Astro data to draft players. And on a dollar and cents wise, and this is why he has to pay restitution, they said because of what ended up happening in the draft and from the financial aspect of it, they said the hacking cost the Astros $1.7 million. And it was taken into account how Correa went after Astros prospects and Astro potential draft picks. And he kind of tried to manipulate the Major League Baseball draft. And it was more than just, you know, a dislike for Luhnow and the particular employee. This went deeper than that. This guy was trying to, it was as bad as any corporate hacking on any level of business that you can do. And I'm glad he's paying this kind of price because it will keep other people, there may be other people that try, but this is a big-time warning shot across the bow for anybody who's thinking about trying to get into somebody else's system in professional sports. If you're looking to gain an advantage and you're an executive, you better not go down this path because you will pay the price.
Well, what you just said, you know, we know he hacked in over 60 times. There's financial restitution being paid because the Cardinals as an organization benefited from the intel that they received from the Astros system, you know, and the information. So I'm left to ask this question. What will the Cardinals' punishment be from Major League Baseball? Because Correa has made the case that he was acting rogue and that none of his superiors had any clue, nor the people on his own level. Nobody else within the organization seemed to know what he was doing. And he indicates he was acting rogue and he was acting on his own and nobody else was aware. But you talk about the fact that there's restitution to be paid and that the Cardinals organization benefited from the Astros intel. So I guess I ask you this. What should the punishment for the Cardinals be when you consider And let me give you some perspective here, and then you can run with this. Tom Brady loses a quarter of a season, and the New England Patriots lose a first-round draft pick in this past draft for a pound of two of air pressure in a blowout football game. Well, when a team benefits the way the Cardinals have from corporate espionage, what should their punishment be?
I think it should be financial. $1 million fine, whatever MLB decides. From all indications, and unless there is some kind of trail leading to somebody else in the organization, it appears it was a lone wolf, roguish thing. Unlike
but the Cardinals benefited from his lone wolf, roguish thing, and they used that proprietary information to gain favor over the Astros and gain an advantage over the Astros. So I don't know that financial ramifications are anywhere near enough.
Well, you asked me the question. I'm trying to give you the answer. The difference is that there were attendants involved who deflated the balls with the New England Patriots. There was a history of, shall we say, questionable behavior by the organization. This doesn't fall into that category in MLB. The Cardinals have always been an above board and considered really, next to maybe the Dodgers, the classiest organization in Major League Baseball in their entire existence. It doesn't seem, at least on the surface, that there was an intent on anybody else in the organization for them to benefit by what happened. Now, MLB could take a draft pick. I could accept that. But if it is lone wolf behavior by one guy who is no longer with the organization, and they dealt with it very quickly, it would be out of line, I think, to really cripple the franchise by saying you lose a year's draft or, you know, it's a $10 million fine or something along those lines. There will be something, I think, but unless there was an additional behavior by additional executives, I think Major League Baseball is going to lean on the side of a little bit of leniency rather than drop the hammer on them.
I think they have to lose some draft picks. Because you can't tell me with a guy that's director of scouting, he hacks into the Astros system more than 60 times. You're going to tell me not one of his colleagues and not one of his bosses knew. And in a business where everybody talks all the time, none of these other colleagues knew and none of the bosses knew. I can't buy that. I just can't buy that he could keep this, you know, this much of a shrouded secret. I understand. The Justice Department and the FBI couldn't find enough evidence to link anybody else to the scandal, but I can't imagine that nobody within that organization had no clue as to what Correa was doing, and they benefited from this as a result, so they have to pay a penalty.
Well, again, evidence has to be evidence, and I'm sure MLB will take in the Justice Department investigation, the FBI investigation, and their own internal investigations, and they'll have to make that decision. But if it does turn out to be lone wolf, which, by the way, Joe, anybody sitting at a laptop, you know, you and I have gotten the calls from Russia. You know, anybody sitting at a laptop can hack into anything, and people will be completely unaware of it within their own system. A lot of these corporate on the Fortune 500 levels are lone wolf guys. It's a guy. Mm. Now, on that level, when you're involving stocks and commodities and things along those lines, they pay a much bigger price. On this level, considering the history of the organization, if it does turn out to just be Correa and not anybody else, they probably will go on the side of leniency. I agree with you. I think there'll be a penalty. But I just don't think they'll drop the hammer on them.
Well, I think draft picks have to be lost because even Correa testified that he had told colleagues of his that he found Cardinals proprietary information on the Astros database. So I think the Major League investigation is going to unearth that there were some colleagues and maybe even superiors aware of what Correa did. And I think as a result, I don't know how big a hammer it's going to be, but I know in my mind that there was some involvement and they're going to lose some draft picks. We'll pick it up right there on the other side as we take you home on this Tuesday edition of The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Hey. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Wrapping up this edition of the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, and I want to thank our guest for coming on board. That was terrific stuff about the Cleveland Indians. Joe, we talked about the Olympics, and it was funny you mentioned the rotating city idea, which certainly had a lot of merit and has a lot of merit. They had their opportunity to do the permanent thing back in 2004 and put it in Athens on a full-time basis. You know, a lot of these cities, when they bid for the Olympics, they're either third world or second world nations that are trying to showcase how far along in society they've become and how they can host modern things and everything else. What better place would it have been to make it the permanent home of the Summer Olympics in Athens when they built all that infrastructure? They still have the brand new airport, relatively new airport, the subways, and they could have maintained all those facilities that they built instead of them falling down around them as they're doing now. And what better place than the origin of the Olympics? They blew it.
Yeah. Well said, Bob. I couldn't disagree with you. I don't know if I would have stayed with just one. I would have put others in the mix, and Athens would have been one of the ones I would have maintained and put the resources into maintaining. But as you said, Athens is on the... You know the words I'm thinking, but they're as broke as broke can be, so they can't help fix it.
Nope.
So too late now. They missed an opportunity. Boy, this was a great one today, Bob. We covered a lot of ground, a lot of disagreement, a lot of seeing things differently between you and I, and that will continue in the days and weeks to come. We didn't get to the football. We'll cover a lot of it tomorrow, retirement of Peanut Tillman, the signing of Arian Forster by the Dolphins. But we want to thank our guests. Nastia Lukin, Jim Rosenhaus. Want to thank all of you. Until tomorrow morning, for Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.